NATO foreign ministers say there'll be a high price to pay for any new military aggression against Ukraine. And Moscow was reminded the West has already used economic, financial and political sanctions.
We have seen Russia's playbook many times over. And part of that playbook is to attempt to create and manufacture a so-called provocation as justification for something that Russia is planning to do all along. And so whether what's been reported fits into that playbook, I don't know.
Ukrainian forces are facing off against Russian-backed separatists in the east of the country. There's been fighting on and off there since Russia annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. Now, for the second time this year, Russian troops are building up along Ukraine's border. Moscow dismisses as inflammatory any suggestions it's preparing for an attack. And President Vladimir Putin says he has his own red lines if NATO countries involve themselves further in Ukraine.
If some kind of strike systems appear on the territory of Ukraine, the flight time to Moscow will be 7 to 10 minutes, and 5 minutes in the case of a hypersonic weapon being deployed. Creating such threats in Ukraine poses red lines for us, but I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope that a sense of common sense, responsibility for both our countries and the world community will prevail.
Russia says NATO has deployed a significant amount of military hardware near its borders. In June, Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit. It came just a couple of months after a Russian troop buildup along the border with Ukraine. Now, here's another buildup, and the Kremlin says it's holding behind-the-scenes talks with the White House about another possible summit. The Biden administration says it doesn't know of any plans, but it does say it's been holding talks with Russian officials about Ukraine. Bernard Smith, Al Jazeera, Moscow.